Jasper, executive member of MRN, to give us the latest updates in respect of the developments on the matter, and also to talk to us about the open letter written to the Desmond and Leah Tutu Foundation. Professor, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Shukran for having me.
Great to have you on, Professor. What is the very latest? Should we start from the perspective of the MRN open letter written to the Desmond and Leah Tutu Foundation first?
We've written and we've had engagements with the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, as well as most recently with the Desmond and Leah Tutu Foundation. Unfortunately, we do not have any good news to, if from our perspective, at least, to convey. In some respects, we haven't had any official responses from either organizations. Unofficial responses, yes, but not official responses. It would appear that both organizations are sticking to their guns, which obviously brings into question a lot of issues around it, their funding and so on, because it is very clear and evidence is there for all to see that the National Endowment Project is, you know, a political front of the CIA. I mean, even the founder said it in a message when he initially formed the organization, that, you know, what the CIA did in the 80s, 60s, 70s, and 80s is what the National Endowment for Democracy is meant to do. But unfortunately, we don't have any concrete, opposition to it or any of the organizations pulling out of it formally, but we continue our engagements with them.
Professor, does this sadly show the compromise of some of our most pronounced non-profits and NGOs in South Africa, the fact that they are prepared to accept funding from the NED?
I think it obviously now brings that into question, because if they are sticking to their guns and so on, it means that, you know, they're clearly getting funding and so on from the NED. All this pressure on them to participate. These are well-respected organizations, and we've made it clear that it's not personal. It's not, we don't have anything against the AK Foundation or the Desmond Tutu Foundation. This is a matter of principle. The National Endowment for Democracy is a CIA front, and it's there for all to see. The evidence is there. Max Blumenthal, a very well respected journalist and anti-Zionist Jew, he had engagements with the executive of the National Endowment for Democracy, and his investigations have clearly pointed out that, you know, these organizations have been involved in regime change in Nicaragua, many parts of South America. And it would appear that this is now a soft approach in order to either maintain, a GNU style approach or democracy, or to pressure our government and to make certain concessions, to oppose rather any, radical policies and so on that may be of benefit to the majority. So we are concerned about this, and we continue our engagement. There's still time left. There are people that are sympathetic within this organization to what we say, but they appear that their hands are tied because the executives of these organizations are unwilling to relent despite the opposition, despite the evidence that is staring them in the face.
It certainly leaves us, Professor, in a very precarious situation, because Emeritus Archbishop Desmond Tutu, his legacy as anti-apartheid activist, one who fought for freedom and liberation. And the same can be said of Ahmed Kathrada. I mean, these are huge pioneers that were part of the fight for freedom and liberation. It really leaves us in a very serious predicament.
I think the larger issues here, these are iconic figures in our liberation struggle, and the larger issue here is the issue of funding. We know NGOs are beholden to funding. You know, it's very difficult. I can tell you from the perspective of MRN, we are largely driven by volunteers. It's very difficult to get funding. And when you get funding, you are in the respect of these NGOs, you have to toe a certain line. We are fortunate when it comes to MRN, we get private funders, and we've made it very clear. You give us funding, you are aware of the work we do, you can see the work we do, but you have no say in how we run the organization, the positions we take. You give us funding, you give us all of our free will. We need funding as an organization. So AKF and Desmond Tutu Foundation gets funding very clearly from Western institutions and organizations. And when you get funding from these sort of institutions, no one's going to give you millions in order to enact radical policies, yes, in order to oppose the agenda of the West. None of these organizations are going to give you that kind of money. We're talking about millions of dollars here. And you become beholden. And that is a larger issue here, which we want to bring in the public domain, that foundations, NGOs are in some respects, I'm not blanket analysis here, but some respects are agenda driven, are wolf in sheep's clothing, and we need to be wary of them, of any organization, and ask questions. Where do you get your funding? You know, these organizations, I was thinking about today, are very, put pressure on government to be transparent, to be accountable, to talk about who funds political parties. These organizations are pushed that respect. So we must push them to disclose their funders, disclose their agenda, the strings attached to those funds. Now we need to turn the tables on these organizations, because they take the moral high ground. I mean, the AK Foundation was very anti-Zuma during the time. Now let's turn put the shoe on the other foot. Transparency is important. Tell us about your funders. Tell us about what are the strings attached to those funding. Because we don't want South Africa to become a battleground for regime change. We have enough other problems of our own, political problems, stability problems, and so on. We don't want now to become a front, a battleground for a CIA front in order to push, even if it's not, overt regime change, maybe it's a soft coup, not a hard sort of coup, a soft coup. We have the right to ask these questions, which is why we continue to urge the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, the Desmond and Leah Tutu Foundation, to disengage from this this National Endowment for Democracy and publicly state that, because their reputation is at risk going forward.
Professor Ahmed Jazba, executive member of MRN, thanks so much for your time.